It's Thursday, the 20th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has officially declared Wednesday, 26 November 2025, a public holiday to allow citizens to participate in the 7th Regional Councils and Local Authorities elections. The announcement, according to the Namibia Press Agency, is contained in Government Gazette number 8789, published on Wednesday. Namibians will cast their ballots in 120 constituencies for the Regional Council elections and in 59 local authorities across all 14 regions for the local authorities elections. Minister of Education, Dr. Sanet Steenkamp, has confirmed that schools will be closed from 25 to 27 November. Despite the brief closure, year-end closure dates remain unchanged, with schools closing on 5 December and all staff required to work until 9 December, when report cards must be issued. Here's Dr. Steenkamp with more.
In consultation with the Prime Minister and with our regional directors, a decision was made that schools will be closed on the 25th, the 26th to cast the votes, and on the 27th. However, for hostels, we didn't want to put parents into a predicament and create tension and a discomfort for parents to pick their children from hostels. And we said hostels should remain open, and the teachers and other supervisors that are at a hostel should alternate to go to vote.
South Africa's former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba is expected to step aside from his ANC duties after being charged with corruption linked to Transnet's 54 billion rand locomotive deal. While maintaining his innocence, the ANC says Gigaba must follow its step aside rule. The case is postponed to 30 January, and the Freedom Front Plus has called for Gigaba and Brian Molefe to resign from Parliament in the meantime. FF Plus's Philip van Staden warns that corrupt officials who loot public enterprises have no place in the National Assembly.
This year, government guarantees of 51 billion rand had to be awarded to Transnet again to enable the entity to finance its operations. There is no longer any place for the corrupt in South Africa, and such persons must receive a punishment they deserve, and firm action must be taken against them.
The United Nations is pushing to gain access to Al-Fasha, where famine and reported mass reprisals have followed the Rapid Support Forces' recent takeover. UN Aid Chief Tom Fletcher says delivering assistance will be a challenge and that the city would be treated as a crime scene amid allegations of executions, detentions, and rape. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he has begun efforts to help end the war in Sudan after a request from Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Speaking at the Saudi Investment Conference, Trump said his administration started working on the matter shortly after meeting MBS at the White House.
I settled 8 wars, and I'll tell you, His Majesty would like me to do something very powerful having to do with Sudan. It was not on my charts to be involved in that. I thought it was just something that was crazy and out of control. But I just see how important that is to you and to a lot of your friends in the room. Sudan, and we're going to start working in Sudan.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.